MAGA Incorporated ad skewers Kamala Harris, she's dangerously liberal. By Hannah Knudsen on July 23, 2024. An ad released by the pro-Trump super PAC MAGA Incorporated laid out the stark reality of Vice President Kamala Harris, whom President Joe Biden has endorsed for the 2024 presidential race after bowing out, showcasing that the former California senator is dangerously liberal. If you thought Joe Biden was radical, just wait until you get to know Kamala Harris, the ad's narrator begins. She's dangerously liberal. The ad immediately flashes to a moment where Harris, wearing a mask, introduced herself alongside her pronouns, a favorite woke expectation of the radical left. "I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her," she states as the ad then cuts to Harris making the case against more law enforcement. You know, for far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're gonna have more safety, and that's just wrong, she says. The ad then cuts to an interview Harris had with Chuck Todd, telling him, "We have a secure border." In another clip, Harris says, "We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the borders criminals." That's correct. Watch, Kamala Harris swiftly grabs spotlight after Biden's exit. The ad then shows a moment from a CNN town hall in New Hampshire, where Harris was asked, "People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bombers on death row, they should be able to vote." "I think we should have that conversation," Harris said. The ad then shows Harris supporting critically re-examining U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, floating the idea of starting from scratch. The final clip features Meghan McCain asking Harris about the radical views of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and her support of Green New Deal policies and a 70-80% tax rate. "Do you agree that she could possibly, and this ideology of the socialist left, splinter your party?" McCain asked, as the ad cut to Harris stating, "No, you know? I think that's fantastic." Watch, Harris, "I hope current border talks include protections for dreamers." The chatter over Harris replacing Biden in the 2024 presidential race comes just 2 days after the 81-year-old endorsed her. "My fellow Democrats, I have decided not to accept the nomination and to focus all my energies on my duties as president for the remainder of my term. My very first decision as the party nominee in 2020 was to pick Kamala Harris as my vice president. And it's been the best decision I've made," he said Sunday, offering his full support and endorsement for Kamala to be the nominee of our party this year and urging other Democrats to rally behind her as well. "And at this point, many, including Hillary Clinton and Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, have." As Breitbart News reported Monday, Harris was ranked the most liberal senator in 2019, further left than even Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, according to a GovTrack scorecard.